Daisy, we've been watching this for 2 hours. You sure you're in this movie?
I am. It's almost here. I'm in the big finale.
Oh, not again. I'll get this.
That's it. Good.
Can someone fix the color?
It was shot in black and white.
Why does it always have to be about race with you?
Oh, hey! Oh! Mr. Brown, you're messing up the picture.
How am I messing up the picture?
Your spacesuit is blocking the signal.
I can fix that. Here we go.
Quickly,
look
high.
Look high?
On your tiptoes.
Well,
sorry.
I'm on my tiptoe.
Put your hands up in the air.
And wave them like you just don't care.
No, then lift your leg up. No, the other leg. Yes, sir. Up a little bit more. Up more.
Yeah.
Carter, I feel like I'm about to pee on a hydrant or something.
Oh, goodness. That singing and strutting. It's my best friend, Florence Baker. She was in that movie.
Oh, you know her, Miss Edna?
Oh, yeah. We grew up together. We traveled from Alabama.
Shh, shh, shh. It's a big finale. It's now. Look. It's me.
Where?
I'm the white woman in the long white ball gown.
They are white women in long white ball gowns.
Look, now, my close-up.
Wow. You were really pretty. What happened?
I traded in my beauty for brains.
I don't get it.
I'm so surprised.
That's it? I gave up an episode of Bonanza for that.
What's wrong with you? That's a great movie. That's what made Flo a star.
All I got out of it was $25 and my wrist being felt by Ray Charles.
I think I'm gonna call Flo. I haven't talked to her in a while.
Oh, that's gonna be a long distance call.
How do you know?
Because she's dead. That's why they're playing her movies.
She died? Flo? Oh, my God. What made you so callous?
30 years in the military and 2 seconds of you in that movie.
You're watching Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns on TBS. Brought to you by the 50 Million Pound Challenge. Challenge yourself now at 50millionpounds.com.
Hi, yeah, could I have a half-pound burger and fries? And actually, make that a large fries, large chocolate shake, 2 apple pies, and a large onion ring.
Just pull up to the window.
Stick to the plan, and there won't be any trouble.
Aye.
Don't have a plan? Join the 50 Million Pound Challenge. Get started with the free tips and tools at 50millionpounds.com.
She murdered our mother, now she's after us.
That is ridiculous.
Just because no one believes you doesn't mean it's not real.
Pretty little Anna.
You're not gonna ruin this for me.
I won't allow it.
The Uninvited. Rated PG-13. That starts January 30th.
Do you rinse at night? A quick rinse with Listerine puts plaque and gingivitis germs to bed, giving you 12 hours of protection. So rinse under the stars and say goodnight to germs. Listerine.
TNT Monday. It's a heart-stopping all-new closer that will keep you guessing.
This guy didn't blow his brains out. That was done for him.
When a suicide becomes cold-blooded murder.
I'll get to the bottom of this, I promise.
Brenda's race to find the answers.
If I didn't believe that a murder had taken place, why would I be pursuing this?
You're a hammer. Everything looks like a nail.
Leads her to a shocking revelation.
Someone moved the body.
Golden Globe winner Kiera Sedgwick returns as the closer. All-new Monday at 9, followed by the series premiere of the new drama Trust Me.
At Target, the big brands you love are everywhere you look, and all at huggable prices. Because even this morning's OJ is a little orangier when you're getting a great deal. And how refreshing to know you don't have to think twice to dial up the savings each week. It's the little things at little prices that make everyone smile, clean and simple. Big brands, small prices, every day at Target.
It's no surprise that people are trying to be smarter with their money these days. I'm Dan Hesse, CEO of Sprint, and we have a plan for you. What if you could tap into all the amazing things these devices can do for one flat monthly rate? This could be the only phone you'll ever need. Pretty cool, huh?
Find out how you can save at least $480 a year, plus access data on America's most dependable 3G network.
Sunday on TBS.
You can watch the side.
The 15th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards, live Sunday at 8, only on TBS. Very funny.
Hey, Miss Edna. I fixed you a plate. You didn't come down for dinner.
No, thank you, sweetie. I'm fine.
Well, I know you miss your friend. Did you find out anything about the funeral arrangements?
Flo was buried over a week ago. She was broke, alone. There was no funeral, no family, no friends. Had I known, I could have tried to at least put some money together to give her a proper burial.
Is this you, Miss Edna?
Oh, yeah. We were on our way from Alabama to California. We only had enough money to get to Kansas City. We had to sing to get the rest of the fare. Took us almost 2 months to get to Hollywood.
Wow.
Oh. This is us. With Sam Cooke.
Wow. Looked like you had a lot of good times.
She was something else. When she made it big, she always tried to encourage me to follow my dreams. I just didn't have her spunk. I don't know. Here I am, broke, 35 years old, living in this house.
Miss Edna, how old are you for real?
35.
Miss Edna, do you want to come back inside? We're watching another one of your friend's movies.
Is that you?
Yes.
You knew Biggie?
That's Louis Armstrong.
Oh. Is he a rapper?
London. Go find something shiny to play with.
Okay.
Give me Biggie. Okay. Thank you.
So do you want to go and watch the movie with everyone else?
I think I want to just stay here with my memories.
All right.
Ocean! Bam! Double word points.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's my word.
Pick went?
Silly goose. It's piquant. P-I-Q-U-A-N-T. Piquant.
That's not a word.
Yes, it is. And it's seven letters plus triple the word points. Booyah!
That's not a word. I'm gonna look it up.
You don't have to do that. I can just tell you what it means. Piquant. Of an interestingly provocative or lively character. Kind of like me.
Ooh, she's right. I'm scared.
Didn't think I was that smart, did ya?
No.
What's the capital of Washington?
Girl, that's easy. W.
Things are back to normal now.
Hey, kids, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, London. You guys, why is Jesus in the closet?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
Good idea. Jesus, why are you in the closet? Okay.
Oh, hey, honey.
Hey, babe.
Mwah. All right, kids, time to get ready for bed.
What? No, 5 more minutes.
Yeah. Fine.
London, you don't have to...
I hate you.
Never mind.
You go to bed.
What is wrong with her?
Hey, Jesus. Here is your juice.
Thank you.
If you need anything else, just let me know, okay?
How about some crackers?
Crackers. See you later.
Okay, that doesn't seem odd to you?
What?
That he's sitting in the closet by himself.
Well, that's the only place he can concentrate. He's studying for his law degree.
Well, how long have you known Jesus is in the closet?
Jesus in the closet? That boy, sweet potato?
Here's the thing. He's been in the closet since he started working here, okay? He's got a really big test coming up.
They have to take a test to be good. God! Well, what if they fail? What if they do to graduate? Oh,
don't tell Mr. Brown, okay? Jesus doesn't want him to know.
Well, what's the big deal? He's not hurting anybody. I mean, think about it. He's going to touch the lives of a lot of people.
He ain't touching my life or nothing else.
I really don't think Jesus has a choice. Mr. Brown is always after him. It's time to get you some dinner. Come nice. On to the kitchen. I'm not telling.
Lord, Lord, look what I've done. I got this boy lusting after my flesh. This is what you get for being built like this. What if I do? I'm going. I better go this way.
There was this time when Flo and I went to this all-male club in Harlem dressed as a couple of fellas.
What? Why would you go to an all-males club?
Because it's all men. Oh, we had a good old time till I asked the bartender where the ladies' room was.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was something. Oh, we used to dance to all hours of the night.
Oh, you did. You remember how it's done, Miss Edna? Come on.
What the? Oh, oh, she gonna dance for you. Go on,
that's not how you do.
Come on.
Oh, I got to go change my shoes for this.
Oh, wait.
Come on, girl. Come on.
Okay.
Shake it.
Ow.
Shake it.
Ow. Shake it.
Shake it. Come on. Swing it.
Wait.
Shake it. Oh.
That is wonderful. I'm so glad you're in a better spirit. You're feeling better.
I do feel a lot better.
Good, good.
You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and I finally come to a decision.
Good. That's great.
I'm ready to die.
Wait a minute, Miss Ellen. Wait. What you doing?
I'm getting a knife.
What? A knife? For what?
To cut my grapefruit.
Oh. I'm sorry. Well, okay. Well, how you feeling?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, you know, you were talking about dying last night, so I'm just a little concerned.
Well, I appreciate your concern, but I've already made my decision. I want to die.
Why are you thinking this way?
Most of my friends are gone. I have no family left, and I just want to see everybody again.
You know, when people die, we tend to just focus on the negative. I just want you to think about the positive things in life. Like here, we all love you.
I appreciate your concern, sweetie. I really do. But I'm fine.
Mr. Brown, now remember, we got to keep an eye on Miss Edna. She's been very depressed now. I'm scared she may hurt herself.
Okay, I'll watch out for her. Cara, she done did it, Cara! She alive?
I didn't go anywhere.
But the pills on the thing are empty. And
there were two aspirins left. I had a headache.
A headache?
A headache, jackass. A headache.
Well, go back to sleep then.
I'm gonna go upstairs before I have to hurt you.
Carl, she scared me. She was gone. Who, Carl, got me all tense? Cassage me. Come on. Hoo-shoo. Shoo-shoo. 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 Right there, just right down the side. On my lower quadricep. Come on, Cassandra. Oh, wait a minute. You strong like your mama. She had them old fat sausage fingers. Carl, you strong. You been lifting weights?
A little bit. I just came out of the closet.
What? Don't ask, don't tell. You don't ask, I won't tell.
What?
When we was young, people would keep their secrets locked in the closet. Lock yours back in the closet.
I don't want to be in the closet forever, Mr.
No, stay in the closet.
I need to confess.
No, don't confess.
I've been suffocating in there. I can't sleep at night. You need to know how I feel.
No, I don't want to know how you feel. Keep it to yourself. No.
Hey, what's up?
Nephew. He tried to drug.
Well, I've been trying to tell Mr. Brown why I've been in the closet.
Oh, yeah, I knew all about that. Should have done the same thing when I was in school. Would have got a lot of work done.
Not you too, nephew. Sasha, know y'all gay?
Gay?
Sorry. I don't want to offense nobody. Happy sexual.
I'm not gay, Mr. Brown.
And neither am I.
Well, Will, you do have Patti LaBelle on your ringtone.
Hey, that's what my mama calls. That's her jam.
Wait a second. La Vida Loca is a good song, but I don't have it as my ringtone.
Patti LaBelle sing Vida Loca? I thought that was because she had Vida Loca.
Mr. Brown, I was just in there studying. I got a big test coming up, and it was the only quiet place I could find in the house.
I thought you wanted me.
To do what? I just wanted a couple days off. I really need to ace this test.
I thought you was trying to ace my test. I got scared. Well, you go ahead and go on and take some time off. It's good to see you getting yourself better and improving yourself.
Thanks, Mr. Brown. I appreciate it.
You in that little old bitty closet? You not claustrophobic?
No. I'm Mexican.
Oh, well, you go ahead.
For the record, Mr. Brown, if I was gay, you'd be at the top of my list.
What's Miss Edna doing?
I heard her crying last night.
Did you?
Well, I know Cora tried to talk to her, but she said she wasn't very receptive.
Hey, guys, look what I found in the trash. It's full of pictures and stuff.
Wait. That was in the trash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, this belongs to Miss Edna.
Why would she throw it away?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let me see that for a minute.
Look at this. Can you see my phone?
Whoa.
This is amazing. Is that Miss Edna? Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I got an idea.
We have a big surprise for you.
Well, Miss Edna, we found your memory box. And after doing a little research and making a whole lot of phone calls, we came up with this. Miss Edna, this is your life.
I am young Edna Wright. My mother is a seamstress and my father is a farmer. Together they raised 8 children and taught me how to be a lady in a time of struggle for our people.
Papa died before I graduated, but I always remember him saying...
Soldier! Oh, baby girl. You can be whatever you want. Make your voice count in the world. Do it for our God and our people.
I am Emmett Barnes. And I married the lovely Edna Wright in the summer of 1962. And after 6 months of passion, I died in bed with a smile on my face.
I'm Willie Leroy Gray, owner of Gray's Funeral Home. I met Edna at Emmett's wake. We got married 3 days later, and we had 2 years of marital bliss before I died in the restroom, joining the Mile High Club with a smile on my face.
I am Captain Odell Foster, an airline pilot. While comforting Miss Edna, in the cockpit. We married that night at a little white chapel on the Las Vegas Strip. After 5 years as husband and wife, I died on home plate at Yankee Stadium with a smile on my face.
And I am my brother, my baby brother. I am Wilbur, Edna's baby brother. Not only was she my sister, but she was my best friend. Until you dressed me up like a girl and paraded me around the neighborhood.
How did you know that?
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I am London. I'm not playing anybody. It's just me. But I just wanted to say thank you for teaching me how to be a sexy black woman. Thank you, girl.
And I'm Sasha. I used to be a little afraid of growing older, but you have shown me how to mature with grace, dignity, and style. And how to always keep a smile on my man's face.
Love you, man.
Oh, who are you?
I'm Joaquin. We don't have a real family anymore, but you sure feel like family to me.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I love you.
And I'm Florence Baker, Edna's best friend. When I wanted to give up, she was always there for me. When I wanted to go home, she encouraged me to fight for my dreams. And even though we were apart for so many years, I knew she was my friend to the very end. I dedicate this to you. Somewhere that I can go to ease my troubled mind. Somewhere that I can go when things don't seem right. Oh, in his arms. That's where I wanna be. Oh, in his arms. That's where I find God's peace. And I find safety in his arms. Safety in his arms. I find peace in his arms. In his arms. That's where I wanna be. I love you, Miss Edna.
Oh, I love you. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you.
You feel like you can go on now, Miss Edna?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm ready to put a smile on another man's face.
Well, Miss Edna, I'm always available.